Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Sarah coming to you from Big B Comics in Niagara Falls, and we're here on a great day where there's three awesome artists in here, and we're going to talk to another of them right now. We have Megan Carney. How's it going?
It's great. How are you today?
Not too bad. And I noticed on your website your Beauty and the Beast series.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that, the origin of it, how that came to be?
Beauty and the Beast has always been a story that really resonates with me. I grew up reading a lot of fairy tales, particularly the Andrew Lang collections, and it was a story that I felt a personal connection with. Like, I was a Navy brat, I was always on the move, so the idea of being the odd woman out has always rather stuck with me. I like it because it is a story that has a lot of depth to it. There are a lot of variations, and it's sort of a discussion of like a romantic love and an intellectual love rather than a love based on attraction or on physicality. And I think that's a story that we don't see often.
Yeah, very cool. And I noticed you have some other books here as well. The Secret Loves of Geek Girls, which looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, and Valor.
And Valor.
Yeah, we've got some great anthologies. Actually, all three of us have worked on these books.
Okay.
Secret Loves of Geek Girls just came out. That's by our editor, Hope Nicholson.
Okay.
She brought us together. She was interested in finding stories from women who identify as geeks and who engage in nerd activities to talk about romance and sex and just all those messy things that we don't talk about a lot. So it's a collection of both prose and short comic stories, and it's all autobio, which is really fun. It's a bit of a tell-all. And Valor is lovely. Our editors on Valor were Megan Levy Heaton and Issa Menesson, who are the creative team behind Namesake. We have a shared love of fairy tales, and whenever they visit Canada, they come and see us at our studio in Toronto.
Nice.
So when we were discussing fairy tales, we thought it would be really fun to put together an anthology. We wound up with this enormously successful book. It's a collection of very girl-focused fairy tales from a whole passel of different artists.
Oh, great.
It looks pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. We're very proud of it.
Now, I know you guys are all doing commissions today, and I like to ask artists this sometimes. What's the weirdest commission you ever got?
Ooh, am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Sure.
Podcast?
Yep. Yeah.
When I was very, very young in the convention scene, I didn't really realize you should charge reasonable rates and you can say no. I guess I've done some slightly fetishy artwork I really wish I hadn't.
In hindsight.
In hindsight, I'm like, oh, wait, no! But for the most part, people are really lovely, and they do tend to bring me things that are a lot of fun to do.
Oh, good. That's cool.
And where are you based out of, actually?
We're based out of Toronto. Okay. I run a studio called Comic Book Embassy.
Oh, wow.
Both of these ladies are either currently working there or have worked there in the past.
Alumni.
Yes, alumni. That's a good phrase. So we work out of our Chinatown studio.
Okay.
So it's a very pleasant place.
This sounds really cool, actually.
Yeah. We like it.
Yeah, cool. And who were some of your influences?
Oh, gosh. I'm actually trained as an animator.
Okay.
So I came into a lot of very classical animation training, so we have Preston Blair really drilled into us quite young. But I love Jeff Smith's animation-influenced comics, Bone.
Bone, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Linda Medley and Ted Neife are big influences of mine.
Okay.
And, of course, like Sonia, I have been thoroughly marinated in manga.
Okay. As has Sarah here.
I love manga.
I'm a big Takahashi fan.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, because you did animation at Sheridan.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, my daughter was looking at going to Sheridan.
Oh,
so
stupendous.
Sheridan or Humber.
Ooh.
She's been flipping back and forth.
Well, if she wants to talk about it, send her my way. I'd
well, she does art. She's a great artist, and so I've encouraged her with that. But now she's kind of wanting to follow in my footsteps and go into acting.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I was like, okay.
We do say animation is acting with a pencil.
It is.
So it can be a good compromise.
Yeah. It's great. So, and then my question is, like Sonia, what advice would you give young women going into this industry, going into comic books, knowing that it's still in this day and age a male-dominated for the most part?
I would say find your tribe. I think a lot of the time we have this idea that there are gatekeepers in place and that we need to please those gatekeepers to get into the Valhalla of comics.
Right.
But I have found things have gone well for me when I've followed my own vision, but when I found people who are also following their own visions
right.
and who are on the same path. And like my studio mates have been an absolute wonder. And
yeah.
It's nice to have a cohort to come up with and people you genuinely resonate with rather than people you're trying to please.
Oh, very cool.
Awesome advice.
Exactly, yeah. And where on social media can people go to check out your stuff?
You can find me on my website, thequietly.com. And from there you can find my Twitter, my Tumblr, Instagram, and all of that. I'm on Twitter as @SpookyMeggie, and I would love to say hi.
Cool. Well, thanks very much for your time today, Megan. It was great meeting you, and we'll keep checking out your website and things like that.
It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.